Indiana schools are seeing an increasing number of students who don't speak English. We've been following this trend, and Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney reports on one rural school working to turn a challenge into an advantage.
Jackson, push in your chair, bud. Do you have your folder, Luna? ¿Tienes tu folder adentro de tu mochila? Sí.
As the number of English learners in Indiana schools continue to grow, multiple languages in the classroom are becoming a norm in some communities.
Did you grab your folder?
Elias Rojas is a first grade teacher in Ligonier, which is a small town north of Fort Wayne. In the school district, 50% of the students are Latino, which makes Rojas, who grew up in a Spanish-speaking home in Chicago, an asset to the district.
I am a native Spanish speaker. I understand how these kids come in. I understand the kind of households they come in. I understand the fears they may be feeling. And I think I have a good understanding of how their brain is working. Because at one time, you know, I was right there with them.
Right now, he teaches these students in English and speaks Spanish if someone needs extra instruction. But starting in January, this is going to change. Rojas' school saw and won a state grant for a dual language immersion program. Half the day is taught in English, half the day in Spanish.
We're going to get through it together. We know this is going to be difficult.
That's Principal Brian Shepherd talking about starting the new program.
But uncomfortable makes you grow. Don't go through life being comfortable. So this is the right thing to do, not the easy thing to do.
Shepherd's taught in Ligonier schools for decades. He remembers the exact moment when he realized working with English learners would become a crucial part of his job.
In 1987, I was hired as a fourth grade teacher. And I can remember when the first little girl came in my room, Maria Pisana, and sat down and spoke no English. And I did not know what to do for her. Went down to the kindergarten room, got a picture book, and we started pointing to pictures. This is a cat, and that was what we did. But then the school was very proactive, and the EL program was born.
Now that 50% of all students are Latino, Shepherd says this new dual language immersion program is the next logical step. It will start in two of the school's eight kindergarten classes. Each class will have a lead teacher who speaks English and a Spanish-speaking teacher who moves back and forth between the classrooms. And Shepherd and the district's EL director, Candace Holbrook, are hopeful this program will make an impact outside of the school as well.
I mean, it really is reflective of the community that we serve and that we live in. And it's an opportunity not only to promote biliteracy, but to really bring the community together.
You see, Ligonier's tiny, a few thousand people. So a dual language immersion program in two kindergarten classes can actually make a difference. First grade teacher Rojas says he'd like to see the Latino and white populations integrate more. Many sports split along ethnic lines, he says, as well as the churches.
So then you have St. Patrick's, which is right, you know, right behind our school, which is where I attend. You know, you have all the Hispanic population pretty much. I would say of all the Hispanic population, probably 98% attend there.
Alrighty, little Chargers. It's time to go home. So we are going
Rojas volunteered to teach a dual language immersion class because he knows its benefits. He grew up going to a similar program in Chicago, and he says it wasn't until college.
That's when I realized, like, oh, I am a minority. You know, till then, obviously I knew my ethnicity, I knew my heritage, I knew that I, you know, spoke two languages, but it was very part of my my town. So it wasn't, I didn't feel like I stuck out.
And Rojas wants his students, both Latino and white, to have the same confidence around people from different backgrounds.
But I want them to feel equipped to have a diverse mentality, for them to not see a minority and think that person's a minority, for it to just be that as a person.
Okay, so open up your tray, take out your...
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.
Mommy and Daddy, so they can see what you've been doing. But the folder that you're...